shapeshifters. My toes are long and crooked, originating from large hairy feet, like a hobbit's. With an ache of longing, I thirst, and then observe my long toes curl down into soft soil. I drink sacred fresh water directly from the earth. A silver liquid rises in my blood, like a river fed by a sudden rain. The silver water fills me, leveling just below my chin. I feel rooted, nourished, and complete. Invigorated, my toes uncurl, and I watch my huge hobbit feet begin to walk upon a pine-needled trail, shrouded in fog. My eyes long for direction, and I search for a trailhead. My teacher, Andrew Harvey, materializes out of the mist, his back facing me. Hope expands my chest with a spark, and I feel safe. Andrew treads a few steps ahead and then turns to look at me. He is instantaneously transformed into a woman about my age. She's very beautiful, with a wide face, long auburn hair, and cherry red lips. Her face is pockmarked, though her scars steal nothing from her beauty. Andrew says, "You might better understand my meaning this way." My heart unfolds as a golden lotus, opening leaf by leaf. "Yes, I am receiving you as a sister," she whispers. "All forms are shapeshifters." She points to my feminine body with its hobbit feet. "It is your gateway, but don't be attached to this." She wraps one of her arms around the other, holding herself in a passionate embrace. With a jolt, we teleport from the mystical nature trail into the parking level of a large commercial building in Los Angeles. I am remarkably parched again, but my feet cannot turn into the soil. Andrew transforms from a nature guide into a parking attendant, veiled behind a desk with a glass partition. I first approach his assistant's open desk, as it is Miles who serves as Andrew's gatekeeper. However, I see only an empty chair behind his assistant's station, so I knock with reluctance on the opaque glass protecting Andrew's privacy. I feel certain he will not have the time or inclination to answer me. But to my joyful surprise, he opens the window. In his uniform, light is still glowing in Andrew's eyes. He looks at my long, crooked toes and advises, "We need a new way to drink here." He expounds, "All realities are dimensions of the One. Even those that appear dark and lifeless are humming with energy." He pauses for effect. It is a grand experiment. I am pulled upward, my body swinging from my feet upside down like the Hanged Man. Then with a blink of my eyes and a nod of my head, I find myself on top of the commercial building, looking out upon the colossal immensity of the City of Angels. Unable to plant my feet, I stretch my arms widely to the wind, and then upward to the stratocumulus clouds, where I find life-giving water. The water flows from my hands downward, coming through me as tears. In that moment, I understand and am embodied in Andrew's wisdom. Then I wake up. All realities are dimensions of the One. All realities are dimensions of the One. All realities are dimensions of the One. It is a grand experiment.